The Racing Pulse Trials expert, Matt Welsh, opens up the trial files.
And they're off, and performers jumped out okay. Classic Player White out won the start. Trojan quickly into stride. Calipari goes forward. Followed then by Restrain. Performer quietly ridden on the fence, and a couple off to home ground at the rear. Calipari takes the lead now from Classic Player. Trojan the outside, and Performer creeping up the fence on the inside of Restrained. And home ground is the last one as they straighten up now. And Calipari goes back towards the rails to lead. A couple off it, in fact. Performer is just trucking along behind. Classic Player being pushed on, then Trojan and home ground lengthening the outside. It's Calipari pushed out. Performer, McAvoy's barely touching this. Performer is laying it down to Calipari's under immense pressure, and Performer in the blinkers has really trucked home to the line. Untouched by McAvoy, and Performer ran down Calipari. Trojan third.
Well, that was Performer just a matter of minutes ago trialling the house down in Sydney with the blinkers on. Opportune time to bring in Matty Welsh, who is back. Good to see you tanned. You're glowing after taking a week off.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Michael. There's a bit of rain up there, but very nice to have a week off and just enjoy time with the family. And took a look at that trial of Performer just before. It was excellent. He settled really well. Loved the way he worked the line over the final sort of 250 metres. He was very impressive. And Enbahar, the filly,
yes,
trained by Hayes Davenick, was in the trial prior, finished second. Certainly Performer was the pick of the two-year-old heats that I saw. That was excellent work, and he looks right back on track from a slipper perspective.
And a little earlier, Uhud also trialled well, making nice ground late to finish third in its trial as well. So the golden slipper picture, we'll discuss it in depth next week. But at this stage, if you were going to have an early pick, are you with Sunlight or with someone else?
Sunlight and Performer are the two that I would back at this stage. I think leading into last Saturday, I think Performer was probably top seed along, well, equal top seed with Sunlight. We obviously saw what happened with Huey Bowman getting thrown off. I think he's right back on track there with that trial. And I think Sunlight's the consummate professional. The way she comes back under Luke Curry and settles when he asks her to is just so professional, and she does everything right. So they're the two I'd be keen on, Performer and Sunlight.
It's going to be a big week for Huey Bowman. Of course, he failed the concussion test yesterday, which means he's got to sit this weekend out. Damien Oliver's been a nice recipient because he picks up the ride on Rutherford in the Hong Kong Derby on Sunday, but pretty sure Huey will be doing everything he can to get himself right for not just the Golden Slipper, but Winx as well next week. It'll be Winx and Huey watch as the week unfolds. But it just shows how shocking that fall was, that he's still having concussion issues. He was that heavy that he hit the ground.
Yeah, it was a terrible fall, and his skull cap going flying obviously was extremely graphic and could have been much worse.
Oh, gosh,
in reality,
yeah.
He's escaped very lightly, thankfully, and hopefully he'll be right to ride Winx next week.
Well, we'll discuss that next week. I want to have a chat to you about the Blamey meeting as well. But first of all, let's get into the Black Bookers. And speaking of the Blamey meeting, I know you've been waiting for this horse, and it is back, The Answer, My Friend.
Yeah, look, he was very impressive at Cranbourne. This is nearly 2 weeks ago, these trials, but we've had a very quiet period of trials and jump outs, so I thought we'd go back to Cranbourne 2 weeks ago. And The Answer, My Friend, was really impressive in Heat 1. He's now with Henry Dwyer, previously with Robert Smurden, of course, and has had three trials leading into this campaign. He looks in really good order ahead of his resumption, and he was most impressive in taking out Heat 1 at Cranbourne a couple of weeks ago.
Got the lugging bit off and glue on shoes for the first time. Is that any slight concern?
The glue on shoes is certainly something that concerns a little bit. Just suggests he's had some sort of issue with his feet. But look, he has trialled up really well, and he does strike a very suitable race on Saturday. So I think, you know, you do need to factor that in, but I think we're getting a good price about him on Saturday to find out just how well he's going.
All right, looking forward to hearing what you think about this two-year-old Zoostar colt from the Freedman Stable, Stravigo.
Yes, he's had a couple of preparations now, yet to make his debut, but he was the pick of the two-year-old trialers for mine at Cranbourne Monday week ago. He showed good speed, really professional son of Zoostar. He goes to Moonee Valley on Friday night. He's going to be hard to beat, Michael, but I'm going to tip something to beat him on debut on Friday. But he was certainly a black booker out of Cranbourne Heat 4, and he will be winning in the coming weeks.
Well, I look forward to seeing who you think will beat him. Henry Dwyer, he's got a nice Sunrace 3-year-old that you like.
Yeah, his stable's going quite well at the moment. I just noticed him ticking over very well both at Caulfield and this set of Cranbourne official trials. And Prince of Gems was probably the standout trialer of the morning. lovely three-year-old gelding yet to make his debut. But Ryan Maloney rode him in this trial. He came around the home bend leading. He was absolutely swinging on the horse and ran down at very good time, putting up a big margin on his rivals. So I think Prince of Gems is going to be very hard to beat wherever he goes on debut.
All right, big red asterisk next to that one. Prince of Gems, follow that wherever it is entered. You like one from Saab Hassan stable?
Yeah, one out of the Flemington trials just last Friday, a Red Gucci, a four-year-old mare. She's no star. She's won just the one from nine, but I think if she resumes in sort of a benchmark 58-64 country race, she'll be very hard to beat. She led them up in heat four last Friday, was given a quiet time to the line, but held a good margin over her rivals, and I thought she moved very well. That's Red Gucci out of Flemington heat four.
Anytime Mick Price has got a an unraced written tycoon, you take note and you've found one.
Yes, this is a two-year-old trial at Caulfield this week on Tuesday. Heat 2, Rock Tycoon, as you say, a two-year-old son of Written Tycoon. Trialled very well. It was a professional trial. He showed speed. He responded to riding late and ran good times. So I think he'll be hard to beat. And just one other out of Caulfield trials on Tuesday, a four-year-old mare who is becoming a bit of a trial specialist. She hasn't quite delivered on race day as yet, but I think there's plenty of talent, and that's Waltzing Mahilda, trained by Colin Little. She was very good in heat three, and one we can follow in the coming weeks.
All right, sounds like there are definitely some winners amongst those trial files there. Now, let's get to your selections for this weekend. Who is this two-year-old that you think can beat Stravigo?
Yeah, really good race at Moonee Valley on Friday night, race one. There's some good form. Chess Star, who ran second to Zaziz, who went over and won the Adelaide Magic Millions on Monday at Morfordville. Certainly going to be in the mix, drawn out in gate 15. And as we mentioned, Stravigo making its debut for Anthony Friedman. The horse I think's most over the odds, though, is number 13, Icon, trained by Leon and Troy Corstens. He's been very impressive in both a jump out at Werribee from memory and also a recent trial. So has trialled in the blinkers. I think where's the blinkers here on his debut? Stevie Baster takes the ride from gate two. I think he's going to be hard to beat. So in what looks a good quality race at the $7 and $2.50 the place, I'm keen to have something won by three on Moonee Valley, race one, number 13, Icon.
All right. There's a nice first starter for the punters out there. And Stravigo, $6 as well. So
could back them both, or I'll be taking a Quinella with numbers 2 Chess Star, number 7 Star Virgo, and number 13 Icon.
All right, that's a nice play at Moonee Valley in the first race. And are you going to be backing the answer, my friend, on Saturday?
I will be. I'm going to have a saver on Mask of Time, the international galloper.
She was a good run in the spring.
It certainly was. That was at a mile, resumes here at 1400, but hasn't been seen at the jump outs. There's a bit of early money for him, and if he ran anywhere near up to that first run in Australia, he'd be very hard to beat. So the only concern for the answer, my friend, at this stage, they're forecasting a strong northerly wind, which will blow into the faces of leaders for a significant portion of the race out of the 1400 metre shoot. So I'd advise punters to keep an eye on that as we get closer to race time. But I think the answer, my friend, is going to be very hard to beat in race seven on Saturday.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make. Stevie Baster, we had in yesterday, and he was talking about how important the wind is as well, probably an unspoken factor, or I suppose a factor that's not really taken into consideration as much as how the track plays. And I know you're a big wind person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's just an edge that you can get if you pay attention to it. You've got to know where the different starts are on different tracks, and it's very easy to work out what portion of the race they're going to be running into the wind. And if leaders are running into the wind in the early part of the race, it's natural that they're going to tire quicker.
Now, I'm a bit concerned because I've been looking through these horses to back. I need something on a Thursday. You're a Thursday specialist. Have you got anything tonight at Pakenham?
Look, there's one in race two, number 3, Flying Murty, making its debut for Greg Urell, a lovely grey son of Murder Jill. He's a four-year-old, so he's obviously taken a bit of time to get to the races. And I think the current price of $2.20, he's getting in a bit tight. Hopefully he'll drift a little bit closer to race time. There's been a lot of money around for him this morning, but he was really impressive in spite of finishing 8th in a recent official trial at Cranbourne. He moved beautifully. I think he's got plenty of talent, so he's going to be hard to beat in race 2. And our old mate Mastering goes around in race 8, who was $4 into $1.80 before clipping heels and nearly falling at Pakenham first up. He's drawn gate one tonight, which I think is a bit of an issue for him. I actually quite like Dinner Lake in the same race. It's a race with a bit of pace. I think he'll get back for Geordie Childs, but enjoy that strong tempo. And for mine, he's the each-way play. I think mastering, it'll be interesting to see how he goes bailed away inside horses after having that that incident last start and whether it has any psychological impact on the horse. But race 8, number 5, Dinner Lake, each way, I think is a good play to finish the card at Pakenham.
Certainly had a psychological impact on me, I can tell you that, and other punters as well last start. All right, there are a couple that you like at Pakenham tonight. Just a quick look at the Flemington meeting. Disappointing, only 5 now going around in the blaming. Who are you with, Tosin or Humidor?
I have a slight lean to Humidor, but I thought, as silly as he sounds, I give Hell of a Street some sort of chance. I think he's going to lead the race, I would have thought, quite comfortably. If he can get away with some cheap sectionals, he might just be able to pinch the race. But as you say, disappointing to have 5 horses go around. A couple of other trialers worth mentioning on Saturday. Race 1, French Emotion, has trialed very well at Flemington. This is probably the easiest race she's tackled for some time. I think she's got a good each-way hope. And in race 3, Time Awaits makes its return off a long break, has both jumped out and trialled well. The one who I think is way over the odds in race 3 is number 4, Plovercet, on her home track. She's got a straight track win over Medinity to her name, and she has also jumped out very well at Flemington and probably looks drawn to advantage there in gate 12. So I thought race 3, number 4, Plovercet, was over the odds at around $15.
And of the 2-year-olds in the Breeders' Stakes, have you got a leaning there? Is it the favourite the way you're going?
Which race is
race that?
Race four. Yeah, I haven't had a huge look at that as yet. I think the run of Crystal Eyes really interested me first up at Ballarat. Didn't have a huge amount of luck. I don't really think gate one's any spoil here, but was a really good run first up in a pretty good race there behind Tin Hat at Ballarat. Kalassa, obviously a deserving favourite, has been good in both runs to date. Metronomy sat wide, but I don't think that was a big disadvantage at Moonee Valley last start. But I didn't see huge edge in the market here in the 2-year-old race, but Crystal Eyes, still very green, still very raw, but was a very good debut run.
Very good. Matty, it is always great to have you back and the trial files back as well. Good luck over the weekend. We will put all of your tips up on the RSN website as well. Good punting.
Thanks very much. Good luck, Michael.
Matty Welsh, the trial file wizard in the studio. That brings a conclusion to today's show. Tomorrow, a special edition of Racing Pulse. We're going to be live from Ballarat. There's a big announcement being made. We're going to have a chat to Michelle Payne, Stevie Payne, and Rachel Griffiths, the Hollywood movie star who was behind the Michelle Payne movie Ride Like a Girl. We'll be up there for that announcement. We'll also speak to a few of the local trainers who've got runners on Saturday. Mick Sharkey's going to join me up there for a big Friday form focus. We'll look at the Valley tomorrow night and also Blamey Stakes Day at Flemington and find a few winners in Sydney as well. That's tomorrow. Make sure you join us for a special edition live from Ballarat at 8:30. Good punting today.